of music from Don Alder. We'll see you at the April in Paris Festival as well this weekend at the Rogue.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
We be
A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
About auto mechanics, automobile repairmen, doctors, psychiatrists, other people who suck you in, say they want you to fix something. They want to fix something, but they fix what's wrong, and then they fuck up other things. So you come back again and again and again. And all they want is your money. So it's called Trust Your Mechanic. Give me a sense of guarantee you think you have. Know your fire burns back, you can quit and die. Gotcha. Trust your mechanic to mend your car. Bring it into his garage. He tightens and loosens a few spare parts. One thing's fixed, another falls apart. And the rich cheat you! Trust your mechanic to make you well. You're seeing an awful lot of him now. The quicker he makes your life fall apart, the more money you put in his pocket.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
This is Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
All right, welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock today. Wow, it's 10 minutes after already. If there's something you'd like to hear, as always, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Get those requests in if you want to hear them. If they're good, I will play them. And, we start things off with Dead Kennedys. Going back to 1982, this was a live recording. It was recorded September 13th of 1982 in Satellite Country, and it was on a release called A Skateboard Party. Trust Your Mechanic. That one was also on the Plastic Surgery Disasters release. Wow, a lot of crackle on that. This record here is really seeing some love. It's on Starving Missile Records. I think it was. I have this record at home and it plays really well. But yeah, I came up here. I wanted to play that song, and I came up here. I was like, oh, I forgot to bring it, but yeah, I found it in the library. So yeah, hooray for the CITR library. Even though the records are hatched and have been played with by who knows how many people and how many. I don't know how these people treat these records, but I had that song in mind last week. I had somebody trying to swindle me out of some cash with a job that I paid them to do, and I told them that I thought it was BS, and got it with no arguments. Got told, okay, well, if that's the way you want it, fine, but next time. And I told them, hey, there might not be a next time, and there probably won't. So yeah, let's get into the show here. Gonna hear a band right now who have a guitar player that had a birthday yesterday. I'm talking about the mighty Captain Sensible, guitar player for the Damned. We're gonna take you back to the release, Machine Gun Etiquette, going back to 1980. We're gonna hear the title track, Machine Gun Etiquette by the Damned.
Let's go. destination. No satisfaction, it's all frustration. The times are changing, they're changing me. Open the cage, let free the animals. Running wild with hardened criminals. No satisfaction, it's all frustration. The times are changing when you're
a
teenage warning. But nobody's listening. Judy takes the blame. The 20th century. Is my image right for your fashion parade? If you don't look right, your days are numbered. The teenage warning. But nobody's listening. Judy takes the blame. The 20th century. That's a teenage warning. But nobody's listening. Who takes the blame? 20th century. Wind me up like a clockwork orange. Then you hide the key to my destination. No satisfaction, it's all frustration. The times are changing, they're changing me. Open the cage, let free the animals. Running wild with hardened criminals. No satisfaction, it's all frustration. The times are changing when you're
a
teenage warning. But nobody's listening. Who takes the blame? 20th century. Is my image right for your fashion parade? If you don't look right, your days are numbered. The teenage warning. But nobody's listening. Who takes the blame? 20th century. That's a teenage warning. Nobody's listening. Who takes the blame? 20th century.
This is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
On Tuesday, May 6th at the Rio Theatre, CITR is proud to partner up with the Doxa Documentary Festival to present Come Worry With Us, a film about the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, who have been making protest folk, free jazz, and neoclassical music for over 15 years. Having intentionally opted out of the corporate music industry for the DIY alternative, their sound and political convictions are imbued with a punk rock ethos and aesthetic. The film profiles violinist Jessica Moss and singer-songwriter Ephraim Manuk, a couple who decided to bring their toddler Ezra on tour. For more information about Come Worry With Us, go to doxafestival.ca. That's doxa, spelled D-O-X-A, festival.ca. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and yeah, three tracks in that last set, three classic tracks. Started off with the Damned Machine Gun Etiquette title track, Chiswick Records, going back to 1980. It was their third record, one of their best, probably one of my favorites. It's that and the Black Album, I'd say, are equally as good. Followed with the title track of the second UK Subs record, Brand New Age. That one's originally going back to 1980. Yes, Charlie Harper will be 70, while the Captain Sensible is all the way up to 60. Yeah, Captain Sensible will be 70, or Charlie Harper will be 70. And we heard from another classic act, another title track from the 1977 records, Teenage Warning, from the Angelic Upstarts. Yes, Menzie, he's getting up there now, and not sure how old he is, but Angelic Upstarts playing Montreal, Quebec, Canada next month, the end of the month, May 30th. And speaking of birthdays, we lost somebody in the world of hardcore punk. I'm talking about vocalist Jeff A. from the Middle Class. And they put out this fine 7-inch in 1978 called Out of Vogue. People said that this one was the first ever hardcore 7-inch, and listening to this, it's hard to argue. Yes, 1978, hard to believe. The Middle Class, Out of Vogue.
City! Slamming each other, ignoring the committee! Capitol Hill. Yeah, you're the one to the just for the thrill.
We'll be right back.
All right, the band is from Indianapolis, Indiana. Classic acts. May 9th, they're playing here at Funky Winker Beans. And yeah, the band is the Zero Boys. And that's their latest track. And unfortunately, I think they'll probably play it here. The name of the track is called Third Strike. Oh, it's an embarrassing sounding song. I sure hope if they do play that, they play some classic stuff. But yeah, whatever. Yeah, before that in the set, we heard from Fear, classic LA acts, from a recording from 2012. It's a re-recording of Fear the Record. And yeah, some of the songs are changed around, and the song title is changed around too. They call it the Fear Record. And I Love Living in the City, classic track. And I got to say, there's that saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, this album is the antithesis of that, because this is an excellent album. I'd say it's as good as the original. There's some definite changes on it. You can tell it's a different record, but man, it's got a more modern production. But no, it's a classic record, and I'm glad they redid it. Yeah, a good 30 years after the fact. Re-recorded in 2012. That one came out in 1982. Before that, we heard from a classic Vancouver act called House of Commons, and that's from a recording, John Barley's. Not sure who else was on at this gig, but I'm guessing it was about 1983. That was a club in Vancouver, and like I said, HOC, House of Commons, classic Vancouver act. They went and toured California at the time. They played with noteworthy bands like the Circle Jerks, Pariah, Septic Death, UK Subs. Yeah, they made the rounds. And unfortunately, they didn't have a whole lot to their name vinyl-wise, but they had one 12-inch demos other than that, but they had one 12-inch called Patriot that's awesome, and their demo stuff, I think, was even raunchier and better. And we heard two tracks, Way Down South, and that was from the Patriot release, and a track called Psycho. And at the start of the sets, we heard Middle Class, Out of Vogue, featuring the late Jeff A on vocals. He passed away last weekend, unfortunately. And right now, we're going to get into the latest release from Cardi 7. It's their split with Kruvy Rukers, bit of a tongue twister, kind of interesting name. And this is a track called Trapped on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. To live and let it die. Trapped inside this.
entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theater, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records. Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas. Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
All right, the show's Generation Annihilation started things all off with Cardi 7, and that's from their split with Kruvy Rookers. We heard a track called Trapped. Name of the release is called Mirrors. It's a good one. It's got three tracks of locals Cardi 7 and three tracks from the Kruvy Rookers out of Edmonton, Alberta. Followed with AK-47, title track, or not the title track, a track from their Garden Songs release. We heard a track called, where are we here? We heard a track called Season of Death, and both those bands will be playing here May 24th at the Astoria. They'll be playing Legion of Goons as well. That should be a good show. Locals Cardi 7, Legion of Goons from Victoria at the Astoria, like I said. And also on the bill will be The Witch of the Waste and As the King. Don't know either of those bands. They might be good. Followed with the Kruvy Rookers from their side of the split with Cardi 7. We're in a track called Refuse to Lose. Never listened to this band before. Man, good release. Good three songs. I want to hear more. Followed with Vancouver's The Excessives from their split with Class of 1984. Track called Straight Up. And The Excessives will be playing May 9th with the Zero Boys and the Jolts. And the band who we heard after The Excessives, Snob. What from fucking problem from their demo. Yeah, glad to see that one is finally up on digital format. I don't play cassettes. I don't have time. I don't have the patience. I don't have the ingenuity. Yeah, put an MP3. Okay, yeah, we're going to hear, put an MP3, put it on vinyl, put it on CD, anything but cassette. Okay, we're going to hear a local band right now who you may or may not know, and they are called Siren Songs on Generation Annihilation.
I swing my hips around.
Calling from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR, and what did we hear in that last set? Well, I'll let you know in a second. We started things all off with siren songs from a cassette release, Paint by Numbers. Fourth Threat was the name of the track, followed with an act going back to the 90s out of, Berkeley, California, called Cocktail Molotov by Cringer, featuring Lance Hahn. And from the Bivouac album, also from the Bay Area, also going back to the 90s, Jawbreaker. P.S. New York is Burning is the name of the release. It's a fine release. And Criminal Code. From the No Device release on Deranged Records, we heard a track called Flagstone. And Criminal Code will be playing. They'll be coming to Vancouver really soon. And I will let you know, they will be playing an outdoor show at the Elf House on May 10th with Systematic and Lee. So that'll be a really cool show. End of the set with a track from Naked Ray Gun, Hip Swinging, from the Understand release, going back to the late 80s on Caroline Records. Yeah, it's a good one. This has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Like us on Facebook and check us out online at www.generationannihilation.com. And we got a pre-recorded Power Chord up next, taking you into Power Chord. We're going to leave you with a track from a classic album, which was released 34 years ago today, 1980. The band is Black Sabbath. It was a change in sound for them. And, Ronnie James Dio. First record with Ronnie James Dio, and the first record to go platinum since Volume 4. So, yeah, Heaven and Hell from Black Sabbath. And this is a track called Neon Nights. Stay tuned for a pre-recorded edition of Power Chords. And enjoy your day. Generation Annihilation for another week. See you later.